Blog Talk Radio.
Church Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise the Lord. The Lord is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Tonight we'll have our gospel class choirs, gospel choirs of praise. We'll have our scriptures, Old, New Testament, the Levitical, and True Woman of God. And then we will have our gospel mass choirs. Old Testament comes from Psalm 100, verse to fifth verse. 100 Psalm, verse to fifth verse. Then read. Shout to the Lord. Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through our generations. New Testament, Mark 1st chapter 4 to 8 verse. Mark 1st chapter 4 to 8 verse. And it reads, "And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of sins. The whole Judean court courtified and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel hair with a leather belt through his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes the one more powerful than I, of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down, untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost." May God bless Reeves, hear his word. Our prayer.
Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you would search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts and anxieties. See if there be any wicked ways in us. If so, Father, I ask that you cleanse us and cause us to walk upright. Lead us in your way and help us to love in spite of, so that your love, grace, and mercy shines in our lives daily. These and other prayers I ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Let's start listening to our great gospel mass choirs.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have now our scripture comes from Acts 28, chapter 11 to 16 verse. Acts 28, chapter 11 verse. And it reads, after 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was in Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods, Castor and Pollux. We put in Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. From there, we set sail and arrived in Rhegium. The next day, the south wind came up, and on the following day, we reached Puteo. There we found some brothers and sisters who invited us to spend a week with them. And so we came to Rome. The brothers and sisters there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as from the Forum of Appius and the three taverns to meet us. At the sight of these people, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. When we got to the Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him. May God bless these in his word. Continue with our great gospel mass choir.
Just didn't do right. For you. just a demanding that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind. But thank God, I can see. It was because grace and mercy came along.
Back to when I used to wait. Back to
Amen.
Amen.
Back to the drawing board. The Lord gives you a chance to do things over and just,
amen.
We've had our great gospel mass choirs been showing some praise and glory to God. We will have tomorrow, we will have our gospel songs and Bible scriptures. Until then, may God bless you and God keep you. Ending with the Georgia Mass Choir.
Heal me, oh my man.
doctor in the sick room. If you know he's a doctor, let me hear you say yes. Yeah. Well, grandmama came out that closet, and she made her way back to the living room. And everybody was just singing and praying to the Lord. The children had gotten happy. The white lady had gotten happy. And while they were praising the Lord, there come a knock on the door. There was a knock on the door. They were just praising the Lord. Daughter ran to the door and said, "Who is it?" The man that was standing at the door said, "Listen, little girl, I'm the doctor. If you don't mind, I was just getting these parts, and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in?" He walked in that room. She just raised her voice and said this.
There is God.
Say yes. If you know it to be a doctor, say yes. If you don't mind, help us sing.